It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at hems.video.
And final hour of today's InfoWars War Room. Remember to support us, support the crew, support the live transmissions by shopping at thealexjonesstore.com, where right now we have the buy one, get one free bombshell sale happening this week and this week only while supplies last. Unleash your inner warrior with the buy one, get one bombshell sale at thealexjonesstore.com happening this week only while supplies last. Grab a bottle of Shilajit gummies and get another one free, boosting your energy and stamina like never before. Or double up on methylene blue tincture to supercharge your cognitive focus with this incredible buy one, get one free deal on methylene blue. Don't miss out on the ultimate sea moss gummies. Also buy one, get one free to support your immune system and overall wellness. Shop now at thealexjonesstore.com and fuel your fight for health while supplies last. Don't forget about the limited edition Alex Jones dagger that's on sale right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And, of course, all of our other health supplements and apparel, hats, T-shirts, hoodies, and so much more. When you shop at thealexjonesstore.com, you also get entered into now two raffle entries. We have the Ford F-250 Lariat truck raffle that is still ongoing. That will be our next drawing. But we've just added the second raffle, which will be for the Jeep Gladiator Rubicon. Looks like another fully loaded deal there for you. So you can now shop at thealexjonesstore.com and you will be entered to win in both of these raffle giveaways. So a two-for-one deal happening. So it's a buy one, get one free sale, and then a two-for-one deal on the raffles and giveaways when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com. We try to make it easy to support us by selling great products and then also the added incentive of the raffles when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com. And we thank you for your continued support. All right. Guys, let's check in on the left, shall we? You want to do a quick check-in here? Let's check in on this nice liberal white woman in clip six.
All leftists look the same. Yeah, babe. It's because we want you to know, okay? I put the septum ring on and I said, everybody is going to be able to identify me as a leftist. Yeah. And newsflash, baby. We know a Republican when we see one, too. Unfortunately, it's not a piece of jewelry. It's absolutely zero effort into your physical appearance whatsoever. That's how I know. Find me a fun, stylish, personalized Republican, please.
Wow. I take that personally. I'm sorry I didn't comb my hair today. Kind of hot in the studio in the summer, so I don't really like wearing a jacket, but I didn't find the time to get 10 nose piercings. You didn't need to do the septum nose ring to let us know you're a leftist. Though, actually, I will admit, that's probably the best-looking leftist I've ever seen. Somehow, no, it's not the heart glasses. Is that a filter, or is she really wearing those, you think? No, it looks real. Somehow your liberalism has failed to completely corrupt your natural beauty, but you're trying really hard. I will give you that. But you know every study and every indicator actually is the exact opposite of what you're saying. It's actually liberals that are fat slobs. And, of course, we had all these headlines like this, thinking that working out as far right is a reading comprehension issue. But they used to accuse if you were a gym bro, you were far right. And by the way, from my experience, 90% of the people in the gym are right wing because you can't. My theory is, why do people that work out, why are people that go to the gym more right wing and maybe even athletes in general? Because you can't steal someone else's workout. You can't sit at home while somebody goes to the gym and say, hey, I get 30% of your muscle mass today. You can't do that. You get what you put in the gym. Not like the political world where somebody else works and makes money and then you sit at home and take it and then go to your local ear piercer and get 10 more earrings.
was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. So there's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Final hour here. I've got a couple stacks of news. Still got a lot of video clips to get through. Really, really wanting to take calls, but I just got so much news. Like, this is breaking right now. We've got a strike force. Strike force. Justice Department announces formation of strike force to assess evidence publicized by the ODNI, that's Tulsi Gabbard, that's the Obama treason, which they knew about for the first 4 years. We all have known for at least 8 years. Today, the Department of Justice announced the formation of a strike force to assess the evidence publicized by the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, and investigate potential next legal steps which might stem from DNI Gabbard's disclosures. Oh, yeah, nobody knew that until today. Shocking. This department takes alleged weaponization of the intelligence community with the utmost seriousness. Upon the formation of the strike force, Attorney General Pam Bondi stated, "The Department of Justice is proud to work with my friend, Director Gabbard, and we are grateful for her partnership in delivering accountability for the American people. We will investigate these troubling disclosures fully and leave no stone unturned to deliver justice." Look, I don't think I'm a jaded person. I think I'm an honest shot caller. I think I'm an honest dealer. I just call it political play-by-play. I just roll my eyes. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm willing to go to the audience and see. Do you guys feel the same way? I mean, strike force. Do you think, like, why are we being treated like toddlers? There's nothing new here. We've known this for 8 years. What is this, the new John Durham investigation? I mean, this is a joke. They're going to give you a strike force. Oh, we're investigating this. What are you talking about? This is 8 years ago. We've already investigated this. Trump was already in office for 4 years. What are we doing here? You know what people think is that it's just a cover-up. It's a distraction. And of course they would. There's nothing new here. There's no new disclosures. We've known about Operation Crossfire Hurricane for 8 years. We've known about Spygate for 8 years. Oh, we're investigating now. Full disclosure now. Strike force. It's like they went and they did a think tank. Like, they'll send kids into a playroom and give them toys. And it's like, oh, what toy do they like the best? Well, they really seem to like that green dinosaur. Okay, yeah. What name do they like for it? They like Strike Force. All right, Strike Force, the green dinosaur. They'll buy that. It's like, oh, this Epstein story is burying us. They won't get over it. What can we do? Well, let's give them Obama. Okay. Well, what can we really give him with Obama? Well, we really can't give him anything, but we can give him the idea of something. We can give him the concept of something. So let's send Gabbard out there and Bondi out there, you know, doll him up, make him look nice and hot. Put him on Fox News and tell him we're going to have a strike force. What is that, Thundercats? Was that the Thundercats strike force team? Sorry. Sorry, we're too IQ. We're too high IQ here. It's not going to work for us. It's new. New disclosures. It's new. It's breaking. We're going to have a strike force. You're not going to do anything. I hope I'm wrong. I'd love to be wrong. But you know what? You know how this is going to go behind the scenes, if it hasn't already happened. If they go after Obama, then Obama and his people are going to say, okay, you want to play that game? You're all going down. Everybody goes down if Obama goes down. Everybody goes down if Hillary goes down. They're not going to let this happen, and they're going to claim presidential immunity anyway. Oh, but the people will buy. Oh, the desperate people will buy this and promote this and take the digital influence campaign money to post about this. We got a strike force. Strike force. And we strike. And strike. Cutesy time is over. You know, in that Wall Street Journal piece about Trump being in the Epstein files, they claim that they have a line from Dan Bongino. And it's like, I don't trust these people, okay? But I can read the room and I can look at other things and say, yeah, this probably is true. But in that story, it basically says, you know, Bongino is, he's done. He's done. And he kind of looks at it like Marjorie Taylor Greene from just an honest perspective and just says, you know, this Epstein thing is destroying this administration. I can't be a part of it. I got to get out. I want to have a future in political media. I don't want to destroy my reputation. I got to get out. And that's what I'm saying. So now Bongino is sitting here like, okay, because he knows if he leaves the FBI, that is a horrible look for the administration. And he doesn't want to do that to Trump. He doesn't want to do that to this administration. But then he has to think about himself. He has to think about his family. And he knows if he doesn't leave the administration, then what does he do? So that's the position Bongino is in. It's basically what the Wall Street Journal was reporting in a little piece in that story today. But now you got a strike force. Strike force. Oh, yeah, I got a strike force, man. I'm going after Obama with the strike force. Yeah. All right, well, let's see it. Can't wait. Can't wait to see the strike force. It's going to be great. Strike force. Swalwell has a strike force. I can't even believe we're doing this. This is where we're at. This thing is so bad, you're giving the Democrats a victory. Pelosi calling for the Epstein files. Listen to Eric Swalwell on this earlier today. They're closing Congress so they can't vote on the Epstein files. Clip 14.
I should be working right now. I'm not. I should be voting right now. I'm not. I should be wearing a suit right now. I'm not. Why? Because Republicans have closed Congress. Republicans are in charge of Congress. Why would they want to close Congress? Let me explain. Every time Congress opens, they have to pass a rules package to set the rules for the week for debate. But Democrats have insisted that we will put in every rules package a vote to release the Epstein files. MAGA wants the files released because they don't trust Donald Trump. Democrats want the files released because we want the truth, and we stand with victims, and we want accountability for those who were harmed. So what have Republicans done? What have they decided to do? They have chosen the most insane path, not to have a vote to release the files, not to have a vote to not release the files and let us know the names of the people who want to bury the files. No, they're just closing Congress. They would rather protect the names of child sex traffickers than to do their damn jobs and open up this building and legislate. That is crazy. Now, I know why Donald Trump doesn't want the files released? Elon Musk told us that. Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, who said they had the files and would release them, they work for Donald Trump. They'll get fired. They know that if they release them. But Congress, this place, we don't work for Donald Trump. We work for you, the people. We have our own subpoena power. In fact, we don't even need to have a vote to release the files. Mike Johnson is the Speaker of the House. He could subpoena the files and immediately turn them over. But they won't do that. This is a cover-up Congress. What are they hiding? If Democrats did this, we would be accused of protecting pedophiles. But Republicans have chosen to shut down Congress, waste taxpayer money, all in an effort to cover up for Donald Trump. So, I'm not working, I'm not voting, I'm not wearing a suit. Congress is shut down to...
Now, I don't trust Eric Swalwell. I don't like Eric Swalwell. But can you deny anything he just said? Be honest. I don't think so. That's why this is so bad. Gosh, I just... You could have completely destroyed the Democrat Party. I mean, for all intents and purposes, politically, the Democrat Party would have been on its way to extinction. And instead, you're getting into more war in the Middle East and Ukraine. It's not popular. So now that's going to hurt you in the midterms. And now you're letting the Democrats own you on the Epstein issue? And it's like people, hey, I hope Donald Trump does a bait and switch here. And he's bait and switching the Democrats into releasing the Epstein files that'll end up hurting them more than the Republicans or whatever it is. But I have no proof of that. I have no evidence of that. I don't see that happening. And you're now in a political territory where the likes of corrupt liars like Eric Swalwell and Nancy Pelosi are getting to own you on one of the biggest political issues of our time. And they're owning you on it. And you seem like you're so handicapped that you can't even do anything about it. And so you have all these people running cover for you, and everybody sees what's going on. Everybody sees it. Oh, boy. All right. What else do we have here? We covered this. You can't even afford a meal anymore. You can't even afford a dozen donuts from Krispy Kreme. That's nice. You know, donuts used to be cheap. Now they're expensive. Very good. Okay, well, you know what? Let's check in, though. Speaking of the Democrats, this is Maine Representative Dika Dalaka-Daka from Somalia. And she lets you know that she's in government to help Somalia. Her words, not mine. Clip one.
Policies, how can the politics in Somalia can be, you know, resonate what we have here in the United States, the democracy that we have? How can you help us, you know, be a better country and build back what we used to have back in long time ago? So hopefully we will be able to help our country, our former country, Somalia.
Very good. Yeah. You could just go back to Somalia if you love it so much. It's one option, but you're not going to do that. You're going to try to use America to help Somalia. That's your agenda. Of course, that's what they swear an oath to, right? A foreign country when they get in. So many of them. So many of them. Let me do a news blitz here. I got a stack of geopolitical news I need to get to as well, but I do think we should attempt to take some calls today. So I'm going to put out the line. This is Minnesota, by the way. All right, the crew has decided to do this. So this is Minnesota right here. Does that look like Minnesota to you? Of course, it's Minnesota. So there's Minnesota today. Let's check in on Minnesota in the 90s. The opening of the Mall in America, guys. Let's see clip 21. There we go. Look at this. By the way, have you seen the Mall of America lately? Mall of Somalia? All right. That's good. So just a little compare and contrast, Minnesota in the 90s versus Minnesota today. Used to be Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, city in the United States of America. Now it's Somali soda, and it looks like a little Somalia now. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. Nobody wants to go live in Somalia, so why don't we just deport it all here? Interesting strategy. See how it works out for him, Cotton. All right, so let me give out the phone number now. We're going to take a couple calls. I'm going to hit a news blitz and then do the geopolitical stack and then take a bunch of calls. Maybe get one in before the break if I get through the rest of this news here. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And anything we've discussed today is fair game. Number is on the screen. Give us a call. All right, let's blitz through this news here. RFK Jr. to remove mercury preservative thimerosal from flu shots. Oh. They're putting mercury in the flu shots, guys, that don't even stop the flu. So, yeah, this is how we're getting crushed by Big Pharma. This is how we're getting killed by these vaccines. And then this was a hearing with Ron Johnson, how the medical industry gets the kickbacks and promoted to give you these sick, toxic vaccines here in clip 20.
Do pediatricians get incentivized with percent vaccination of their...
Yeah, they're typically incentivized directly by HMOs. HMOs buy and sell vaccines, so vaccines are big businesses for HMOs. But the incentivization is usually anywhere from $200 to $600 per fully vaccinated patient, as long as their vaccines, a certain percentage of their practice is fully vaccinated. So some pediatricians can make upwards to $1 million or more a year just in those incentives.
Nice. So we're poisoning kids for millions of dollars. Very good. Good medical standards that we accept there. And we're finally doing something about it. So that's the good news. FEMA search and rescue chief resigns after frustration with Texas flood response. Yeah, they said it was the best response ever, and it wasn't. Florida signs $245 million contracts for alligator Alcatraz. So the illegal invasion, illegal immigrant coming in, import industry is a billion-dollar industry, and now the deportation of illegal immigrants is also a billion-dollar industry. And you're paying for all of it. Just moving people in and out of the country, you're paying for all of it. It's totally great. Nobody gets arrested for the crimes. GOP may name Kennedy Center Opera House for Melania Trump. All right. Melania's approval rating probably still pretty high, right? I think she's still doing pretty good. Maybe Melania should come out with the Epstein files. I think everybody would support that. Columbia University disciplines at least 70 students who took part in campus protests while they're anti-Semites. You know, I was at the University of Missouri when there were protests. And then I covered protests at college campuses when the Mike Brown shooting happened. Nobody ever got suspended or disciplined for that. But I guess if you're, you know, doing anti-white or anti-police protests, that's okay. But the anti-Israel protests, that's a criminal offense. We've got to do something about that. Otherwise, the Trump administration is going to cut our funding. Because it's America first. AOC Bronx HQ vandalized with red paint after she voted for more aid for Israel. F AOC. Yeah. AOC funds genocide in Gaza. You know, AOC a few years back, and I don't know if it's, you know, anything real about it. AOC a few years back actually claimed she did an ancestry research and that she was an Ashkenazi Jew. Did you know that? Did you guys remember that? Do you even believe that? I mean, who knows? But yeah, she's always tough. She always takes a tough stand against Israel and then votes to send them more aid every time. Well, I guess she is thinking about running for president, so... you got to think about these things. Billionaire In-N-Out heiress Lindsay Snyder and family are leaving California for Tennessee. They're sick of the Democrat leadership and paying all the exorbitant taxes, so they're getting out. more Democrat leadership forcing good businesses to leave. UN report calls for ban on sex change surgery for children, declares transgenderism a threat to women. Wow, the UN? What happened over there at the UN? You just figured that one out, did you? Good. Good for you. Mom accused of using Snapchat to traffic child for $400. Mother of seven arrested for allegedly telling man he could sexually assault baby for $400. What do you think should happen to that mom? Do you think that's the first time she's done it? 32-year-old mother of seven? And I would say whatever happens to the whatever would have happened to the guy for sexually assaulting the kid should also happen to the woman, except that the Justice Department doesn't really go too hard on child predators, unfortunately. They get sweetheart deals. They get to start at low-security prisons. It's a disaster. You can't even believe that there are people that are that sick. And you want to think that it's, no excuses here, but you want to think it's really just like a money thing. Like people are so desperate for their money, they commit these crimes. But that's, you're sick in the head. You don't need to be here anymore. And every single child that you had needs to be in a better home. Because you have, that's demonic. That is beyond demonic. It's like if there's anything more evil, there's like that's the most evil. Trafficking children to have them raped. I mean, my God. You can't throw these people under the jail fast enough. At least three deputies killed in explosion at LA County Sheriff's training facility. Yikes. 17-year-old local boy. 17-year-old local boy arrested in killing of paddleboarder in small Maine town. Local boy. Well, you don't get to know anything about the individual because it's a minor, so. It's a local boy. Local boy, yes. How about this? A new study finds walking 14 more steps per minute can fight off frailty effects for seniors. So if you're older listening to this, take that extra step. Take that extra set of stairs. Just do that little extra activity, and it'll be good for your health. And we want you to be healthy, and that's why we sell the health supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. So you know what? Get that extra exercise. Maybe you need a little extra boost, a little extra energy to do so. We can provide that as well with the products at thealexjonesstore.com. Well, so we want you to live a healthy, happy, long life. So we encourage healthy lifestyles. And we sell products that enable you to get the most out of a healthy lifestyle. Whether it's the Sheila Jeet capsules, the sea moss capsules, or the gummies that are buy one, get one free right now. Whether it is the methyl drive or the power plant or the power drive combo. All these products can help you get that extra step in every day. And you also support us when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com. Remember, when you subscribe to these products, you can get a discount, an increased discount, up to 50% when you subscribe for auto ship. You get a discount, you get auto ship, and you support us in the process. Thealexjonesstore.com. Double raffle entries when you shop right now. You'll get into the Ford F-250 Lariat raffle entry. That is going to be drawn soon. That ends this week. And then the new raffle, which is the Jeep Gladiator Rubicon, you'll get entered into both of those raffles when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com. All right, we're going to hit the geopolitical stack and take calls on the other side of this break. Final segment coming up.
Ladies and gentlemen, James O'Keefe was here in studio last week. He was on the last hour, and I forgot to give him methylene blue until the last 30 minutes, but he was going on Owen. So ask him on air, take it now, I'm not going to say what it does, and tell us honestly what your response is. And it was, quite frankly, pretty amazing.
So the crew just reminded me that James O'Keefe has not tried methylene blue, or they asked me to ask him. He has it, doesn't know what it is, but he's so nice and trusting, he just took it. It's actually cyanide, James. No, seriously.
Trying to poison me.
I'm joking, it's really good for you. It takes 30 minutes to hit, it's not a stimulant, but it creates mitochondrial function and skips the oxidative process two levels or three levels in the cells. Usually takes 30 minutes to hit, you're on Owen at four, just please Owen, talk to Owen. Ask if it hit you, what you felt, and if you didn't, we're going to put it on air and you'll be the only guest that has it. So slam the rest of your medicine.
You got it.
So you're asking what the Mean Blue is. It is something RFK Jr. pushes. It's something I've known about for years, but we've got the best, and it is amazing what it does to your body.
All right, I'm looking forward to that.
Sometimes it is in 15 minutes. You got to let us know what you feel.
Wait, I've been drinking it for about 10 minutes, so we'll see.
You just started drinking it about 2 minutes ago.
I finished the rest of it.
20 minutes later.
I just took it. I took a lot of it, and I would say it was the effect on me was light sensations. It was increased light perception. That's what happened to me.
The
body.
Pixels of the world around you, of the simulation,
enhanced a little bit? Enhancing my eyes when a light, and I woke away, just a bit of enhancement perception there.
But then after he talked about his eyesight getting clearer, I got reminded by the crew that I've had callers about this effect, and there's actually medical literature out there.
I've got glaucoma. My vision has been crap for the last 20 years.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's perfect now.
What?
Yeah.
How long have you been taking Methylene Blue?
5 days. After 3 days, perfect vision.
No kidding.
Depth perception's back, and I don't have to hold my phone at my hip to read it.
Wow.
Like, it's crazy.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that, man.
This stuff is crazy amazing, and the medical research shows that.
It clears the brain fog, where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah! I mean, it's so good, it's scary. It's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up, so I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
This stuff kicked in, and it like instantly, I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. The stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene Blue works for me.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff, so thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene Blue. Mel Gibson also praised Methylene Blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
But whatever you do, do your own research, talk to your physician, and then get the very best medical grade Methylene Blue supplement out there at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a limited time sale until next Tuesday, the 29th, where you get one bottle of Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com and get a second bottle free right now. The limited time offer at thealexjonesstore.com. Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Voice the globalist dread. It's Owen Schroyer.
Hey guys, at least we got kosher coke. Well, I don't even know if you're going to get that, actually. You might not get the kosher Coke. You might be drinking that corn syrup after all. Who knows? Who knows anymore? All right, let me hit the geopolitical news here and then take some calls. Just to get the response from the callers here, just to get a little take from the callers. If you agree, if you disagree, we'll find out. But here's the geopolitical news for today. Big protests happening in Ukraine. Ukraine erupts with anger at Zelensky, threatening wartime unity. Now, there's some other stuff going on here. So the people in Ukraine are pissed. And I shared a post with this video and said it's an anti-war protest. And people start coming after me and attacking me saying, that's not true. It's over this law or that deal. And it's like, no. That's like saying a Black Lives Matter protest is all about a singular issue. No, the Black Lives Matter protesters, there's all kinds of different issues. Racial inequalities, racial discrimination, George Floyd, Mike Brown, all this other stuff. So, no, they're out there because they're sick of their government, they're sick of Zelensky, and they're sick of people getting rounded up off the streets to have to go fight in war. Now, this is happening in Kiev. Because now Kiev is engulfed in this and they can't avoid it. And what have I been saying? Kiev has been in a bubble. They've mostly been able to separate themselves from this war. And so, hey, as long as life is good in Kiev and everybody's rich and happy and the oligarchs are pleased and they're not the ones getting drug into the war, then all right, Kiev is okay with it. Well, now Kiev, that bubble has burst. Now Kiev is getting into war zone territory. Now the people in Kiev are kind of getting elbowed into the war. So now the people in Kiev have a problem. So it's not going good. So, yeah, there's these new laws, and they know the oligarchs are stealing all the money. And so, yeah, the people in Ukraine are pissed. Were they all there because directly chanting against the war? No, but that's part of it. So it seems like the only people that want war are people in Washington, D.C. You know, you ever notice that? It seems like the people in Washington, D.C., well, I guess in Israel, they're connected at the hip anyway. The people in Washington, D.C., they always want war. The people in Israel, they always want war. But the real people, the citizens don't. It's just the government. The governments want war, but the people don't. And it's the same in Ukraine. So massive protests in Ukraine over this now. And they want Zelensky out. He's an illegitimate president. And they know that if this war doesn't come to an end soon, that it's going to be fully engulfed soon. It's kind of like the bubbles burst, and now they're kind of entering the war zone. They're kind of being nudged into going to the war and supporting it, as opposed to living the high life and being totally protected, and the nightlife is bumping and the clubs are bumping and all the money's coming in. Party's over. Anti-government activist, 70-year-old anti-government activist arrested for plotting to assassinate Netanyahu. An anti-government activist from Tel Aviv was arrested after she conspired to assassinate Prime Minister Netanyahu, police said today. According to the police, the woman in her 70s was arrested after she spoke with close contacts in the anti-government protest movement about the assassination attempt. Her identity is under a gag order by the court. Yikes. Now, they're saying this woman is suspected to basically be mentally ill or have a terminal illness, and maybe that's why she was willing to do this. Allegedly, she was suspected to try and kill Netanyahu with an explosive device. Yikes. Yikes. Not good. The American Jewish Committee is coming out against Randy Fine, who wants people to starve in the Gaza Strip. So the American Jewish community responded to Randy Fine promoting starvation and death in the Gaza Strip. The serious humanitarian situation in Gaza must not be taken lightly, especially by those at the highest levels of government. Implying that starvation is a legitimate tactic is unacceptable. All those in need of humanitarian aid should receive it promptly and safely. Our leaders must focus less on scoring political points and more on doing their jobs. Yeah, well, not every Israeli Jew, not every American Jew likes to see the absolute bloodshed that is happening in Gaza. But Mark Levin would like you to believe otherwise. And Benjamin Netanyahu and Shapiro would like you to believe otherwise. But it's just not true. Well, the backlash from the Nelk boys was so significant after their propaganda interview with Netanyahu, which they're admitting to now. And then they did, you know, damage control. But I think it just shows they're good guys. Nelk boys confirm interview with Netanyahu was scripted. And they were kind of doing this off-the-cuff live stream. And this is the clip that is now going viral where he says, yeah, the whole thing was basically scripted. It was propaganda, clip 7.
And there was just like 20 people in suits there.
Yeah.
The setup was already there. The like both flags, we couldn't touch anything or move anything.
And they don't give you any restrictions like don't ask this?
I'll be honest, they gave us a paper with questions to ask. But they also said, you, like, they kind of, you know, they gave us a script to ask, but we didn't really follow it. Yeah. We tried our very best to ask some questions, but I think...
I personally like the questions here.
So it was all a propaganda attempt to reach the American youth that Israel is losing. I mean, it's almost a complete loss now, really. They've lost the youth. Israel's lost the youth. And it's so bad now that, I mean, yeah, you could say it's just anti-Semitism even from a lot of the America's youth now, the left and the right. But so Netanyahu tries to save it, ends up just blowing it. But of course, it's all propaganda. Like, I'm telling you, they really don't understand. And Trump is the same way. But they really don't understand. The age of propaganda is over. It's over. You can't do it anymore. We have way too much of a healthy free press, and the censorship has failed. At least its intent has failed. So the organic, grassroots, independent free press with social media and the internet, you can't do this anymore. You can't run these propaganda campaigns and win. You will be exposed. And even when you think, hey, here's the Nelk boys, let's just do this propaganda interview, give them a scripted interview, and they'll just go along with it. They'll take the opportunity. No, they're going to turn around, they're going to see the response from their audience, and they're going to say, we need to correct course here. We need to figure out why people are so upset about this. Let's go to Nick Fuentes. And then they're like, yeah, the whole thing was scripted. It was propaganda. So we didn't know it. We took it. We thought it would be good, and that's what happened. You can't do this anymore. The age of information control from 3 or 4 centralized sources is over. It's over. And even the hijinks guys, even the prankster guys at Full Send Podcast aren't gonna be a part of it. And even when you think you've got them to do it, it fails. But it's like the Trump administration thinks the same thing. They think they can just wash this Epstein thing or just go on Fox News and bury it. It ain't going to happen. You know, I wonder, do you think we're going to see another censorship fight? Because the censorship hasn't really stopped, but it's, I mean, really they've lost the battle. So it's like, yeah, they're still censoring us, but they've lost the battle. But do you think the war is over? I get the feeling that this turn against Israel is so bad that we're going to see a new censorship campaign. So it's not going to be from the likes of the left that we saw before, where it was just leftist Americans doing the censorship. Now it's going to be coming right out of the ADL, right out of AIPAC, right out of Israel. And it's going to be, you know, the excuse is going to be, oh, anti-Semitism. But it'll be just like the left. They'll find all the excuses, but then they'll just censor whoever they want. I don't know. I wonder. Because they can't control the information. They're losing the information war so badly. So badly. I have a feeling we're going to have another censorship issue. I have a feeling we're going to have another censorship war soon. I think so. By the way, Tammy Bruce went to a press podium today. You know, she's the one that said that Israel is the greatest country on earth. She's supposed to be an American diplomat, but okay. Thank you for being honest, I suppose. Listen to what she said at a podium earlier today in clip 24. No. Yes. No. We don't have the clip. Okay. Well, I suppose we'll just move on then. By the way, in Greece, I'm so sick of this crap, man. I don't live in Greece. I live in America, but they're dealing with it now too. In Greece, you had a group of pro-Palestinian activists waving Palestinian flags, and you had a group of pro-Israel demonstrators waving Israel flags in Greece. It's everywhere, man. this thousands years old holy war filled with nothing but hatred and death is encompassing the entire planet, and it makes me sick. So now the people in Greece are watching foreign flags wave in their streets just like we are. Guys, let me see clip 11 on the screen, please. So there's the group of the Palestinians with the Palestinian flags. There's the group of the pro-Israel people with the Israeli flag. And this is in Greece. I'm telling you, we have to completely reject all these groups. That's what needs to happen. All right, that's good. This is the scene in New York, by the way. Same thing happening in New York in clip 15. These groups need to just be told, stop. So here's a massive group of pro-Palestinian people waving Palestinian flags, marching through the streets of New York. I'm sick of all of you. I'm sick of all of you. I'm sick of all your foreign flags. I'm sick of this holy war from the other side of the planet, from the Stone Age, just taking over all the political space, taking over all the geopolitical issues. And it's in every country. Palestinian flag, Israel flag. Gee, what country am I in? Oh, I'm in Greece. Palestinian flag, Israel flag. What country is this? Oh, this is America. Sick of all of it, man. Sick of all of it. Okay. By the way, they're protesting in Mexico now, too. They're protesting because all the foreign workers coming to Mexico. They're protesting because of all the Central Americans that were supposed to go through Mexico and get to America that are being rejected. Now they're all in Mexico. So the Mexicans are out in the streets protesting. Mexican protesters take over Mexico City, angry at all the illegal aliens that are stuck there now taking their jobs. Boy, that's ironic. By the way, Candace Owens is getting sued. She's getting sued for defamation over claims that Brigitte Macron is a man. That'll be interesting. So I guess that kind of confirms the reports that the White House told her to shut up about it. And she didn't. And now she's getting sued. Brigitte Macron. Yeah. All right. Well, we got a couple minutes left. I promised I'd take calls, so we're going to do that. So, guys, just hold that clip. We'll get to that tomorrow and some of this other news, like this at InfoWars. Alex will be addressing this tomorrow. Maybe tonight, Kamala Harris' husband, powerful Democrat Party law firm, officially takes over lawfare attack against Alex Jones. That story's at InfoWars. We'll have an update from Alex on that. But let's go to the phone lines now. Let's go to Alex in Kentucky. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, it's been a rough couple of weeks, but you've been killing it. The wind has been taken from my sails ever since Iran and the Epstein debacle cover-up. Everything they've said, done, since, I just have no faith in. They totally have dropped the ball. It's a shame what the administration has done. I feel like I had too much faith in the government overall and maybe even in Trump. And you used to be able to identify the leftists by the bullring nose piercing. Now it's the nose necklace over the bridge of the nose. That's one thing to notice.
There's some crazy stuff. But next, they'll have like the earring to the nose ring or like to the eyebrow or something.
Yeah, a whole connect set. You just connect all the different facial hardware.
Yeah, I hope it like doesn't get caught on a tree or something.
Probably so. It'd be a problem. I think we need to have more faith in God over government and appreciate everything you've done. We'll hear from some other callers. Thanks.
All right, thank you for the call. Let's go to Andre in Arizona. Andre, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, what's up, man?
Just in the final segment here, Andre.
Yeah. So I just wanted to call because, like, I was a huge Trump supporter in terms of, you know, like back. I'm conservative, but wouldn't say I'm Republican. But everything sounded good when he made his promises, you know, as politicians do. And the whole Epstein thing really did lose a lot of my support with them. They're basically doing like kind of what the Biden admin did in terms of lying, except the Trump administration's more F you, basically. That's how I feel. Everything they're doing, we're not stupid. We clearly know there's more to it. Something needs to be done. I have three children, like all girls, and I feel for any parent that had any of those children being, you know, trafficked or anything like that. So it was a big deal to me. And especially that's why I got into politics, per se, is as soon as they started attacking the children, the LGBTQ, all that. And, yeah, honestly, I just don't even know what to do anymore.
Well, I'm listening to you talk, and this image comes to my head. Have you ever seen the clip? I think it's Steve Spurrier with the South Carolina football team. And it's a fourth down play at the end of the game. And they get the ball right to the sticks for a first down. But it's close. So the referee comes out with the chains and puts the chain down on the ground to measure the yards gained to see if it's a first down. And the ball is clearly short. The ball is clearly like 2-3 inches short of the chains. And the ref just goes, first down. And then, of course, you know, Steve Spurrier starts jumping up and down, ripping his hat off, throwing, you know, people going crazy. And it's like, that's what this feels like. It's like, oh, there's nothing to the Epstein thing. It's a hoax. Nobody cares. And it's like the ref going onto the field, the ball's clearly short and saying first down. It's like, you're gaslighting us. Like, we can see the ball. We can see the chains. We can see the first down marker. It's right there. That is not a first down. The ref just goes, yep, first down. And then it's just first down. Game over. It's just like, that's what I'm saying. Do they think they can pull this off? Like, do the refs not know there's an HD camera sitting right there on the ball? Like, does Trump not know? Like, we know what's going on? So we're just not going to be gaslight like that. We're not going to be gaslit, Andre. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Jesse in California. Yeah, guys, see if you can find the clip. I think it's Steve Spurrier. It's definitely South Carolina. It's probably like 10 years ago. It's one of the craziest sports clips ever. It's one of the most obviously rigged sports games. I've seen it myself from behind the scenes, but it's like, that's what this is like. It's like the ref is saying it's a first down. It's not a first down. It's like, we see it. It's like, oh, the Epstein thing is hoax. No, it's not. Jesse, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that it seems as though Trump is just white Obama. Like, if you're not for Trump, then you're unpatriotic, just like you're a racist. If you were not about supporting Obama.
Well, you know, I don't necessarily think it's about a race thing, but, you know, interesting that you bring that up because, you know, if they indict Obama, it's going to turn into Black Lives Matter 2.0. Like, you know, they're going to say it's a race thing if they do that. They're not going to do it.
Yeah,
I don't really think it is a race thing. I think it's more of a political thing. I think it's an actually astute observation. I've said similar things where, you know, Obama's second term really went sideways. By the way, there it is. It's like, that's it. I mean, that's everything right there. And we're all like, what do you mean? It's not a hoax. You all talked about the Epstein files. You all promised that the Epstein files. It's like, that's you. And the ref's like, no, first down. And we're just like screaming, ripping our hair out, throwing helmets and hats. And they're like, what the? And they're just like, ref's like, nope, first down. Oh, it's just so obvious. So, but anyway, a lot of Obama supporters voted for Trump because Obama let them down. They felt disenfranchised after Obama, but he came in, a cult of personality, very popular, said a lot of good things, got a lot of support even from right-wingers, and then second term went sideways, bombed a bunch of countries, and people felt disenfranchised. So I think it's more of a political thing. I don't think it really has anything to do with race. I think Trump is like the Republican Obama, came in, populist, spoke on the issues that mattered to the people on that side of the aisle, and won big. And then second term, doesn't have to run for re-election, everything goes sideways. So I think it's more of a political thing than a race thing. But they'll play the race card if Obama gets indicted. Guaranteed. That's they're going to try to use that to stop anybody from going after Obama. But I don't think they're serious about it. They just have a strike force. All right. Thank you. Thank you for the call, Jesse. Let's go to the Texas skeptic in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Owen? I called to mention Occam's razor, and it's a train of thought that the simplest solution is usually the correct one. And I knew in 2016 when our options for president for our country were a reality TV show billionaire and Hillary Clinton, something was amiss. And like you said, he said all the right words, but it was Trump at the end of his term. It's like they brought him in just to drop the hammer. So at the end of his first term was on Friday the 13th. Friday, March 13th was when he actually declared the state of emergency for COVID. And that was Trump that came on the podium and he did that. That was Friday the 13th. It was also Friday the 13th when he bombed Iran. So dates are important. So I think he's just part of this cabal. What does surprise me, Trump didn't surprise me. What does surprise me is the human centipede problem we have right now with Alex Jones being sown to Trump and Trump being sown to Netanyahu. It blows my mind. This is Alex's moment. He was born for this. He could kick. We're at the threshold of the revolution, and Alex Jones is making excuses, saying, "Yeah, I get Trump's point. The Democrats could have manipulated the Epstein list. No, Trump is in there. Epstein was at his wedding. Alex, this is the way you should. He would have talked 20 years ago." When
all right.
I started
well,
listening.
Well, look, I have to deal with this quite often. I dealt with it in an interview earlier today. I'm not Alex Jones. I don't have to defend Alex Jones. He's a big boy. He can defend himself. But it's like I have to do this thing now where because people can't get access or call to Alex's show or can't get in, it's like they throw what they want to say to Alex at me. And it's I don't know. You know, how am I? I'm not Alex. I can't respond to that. Alex can speak for himself. So, I just don't know what you want me to say. But, yeah, it's like I dealt with that earlier. And it's just like I'm not Alex Jones. I get it. I work here. And so people want access to Alex. And so they kind of like use me as like an access point or a surrogate. As you can tell, I say what I want. I have different viewpoints as Alex sometimes. Sometimes we have the same viewpoints. Alex isn't calling me, telling me not to talk bad about Trump. So, you know, if you like what we're doing on this show and you're tuning in, then that's fine. If you want to call and disagree with Alex, then, you know, you can go ahead and do that. But it's like, I just don't know what I'm supposed to do. It's like people want me to comment on, like, I'm Alex. And it's just like, what do you want me to do here, man? So I get your frustration. And I don't know if you would call it a human centipede like that. But I suppose that's one analogy to use. Yeah, well, you know, here I'm out of time for today, but we'll address some of the other issues, why I think Republicans are really, really doomed for the next two election cycles if this continues.
So we had Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, former J6 political prisoner, constitutional lawyer, so much more on paratrooper. And he wanted to try methylene blue like so many other guests have done live on air. I got so busy with all the Iran war stuff and the commies rioting to ever get him to take it on air. All the guests, dozens of them that have taken it, within 45 minutes to an hour, have varying degrees from extreme energy and feeling really great, to fog lifting, to just over the top crying. It feels so good. Especially the first time you take it. Electrochemical in the mitochondria, cleans out the cells, just does incredible things. RFK Jr. loves it. We've got the strongest ultimate thing blue. But he's going on Owen in about 30 minutes. My show just ended and I forgot to do this. He's like, hey, are we doing methylene blue? So he's going to take it now. But guys, don't forget when he's on Owen. So maybe if he forgets before he's going to go off, to tell us what he felt. And if he doesn't feel it, we'll put that out. I've had like out of 300 plus people we've given it to, two people did not feel it. And that means your mitochondria is in perfect shape. So Stuart, go ahead and take a half dropper or so. That's about a half dose. And then go ahead and shut that down. And then we're going to find out what happens to you. We'll see. Most people, it hits within about 30 minutes. Starts peaking after a couple hours. But you're going to be on Owen. So please, before you go, just tell people what you think. And if you don't feel it, we're going to tell everybody.
20 minutes later.
I can feel a definite, like, an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now? Now that you have your energy spike?
I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely, I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
Well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project, and I was pretty efficient in sleep.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
That's good. Well, that's probably, I don't know, that might be because you're hanging out with me. So we gotta maybe try it again.
I think it's about the Wing Blue.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.